I'm Tamara. I'm from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Last time Titus Andronicus was on Soundcheck was a couple of years back. They'd done an ambitious album based on the Civil War. At least we thought that was ambitious. Turns out they were just warming up. Titus Andronicus returns this month with their fourth studio album called The Most Lamentable Tragedy, a suitably bookish title for a war and peace-sized effort. It's a 29-song rock opera, and the band joins us once again here in the Soundcheck studio to play just a little of it for us. Yes, it will be loud. Starting with the song Dimed Out, here's Titus Andronicus live on Soundcheck.
And it's actually Crime and Punishment size. Let's rock!
I used to have my own last sound. I see my day for the weather night out. Now I saw the sun, I felt its light's power. Now I'm on the planet, I'm rolling out now. I took a breath, fully to a shutdown. I'm outside of the quiet mouse. Now I make a man of the white cloud. And I'm leaving me with another light bulb. And I can play my hammer, turn the right down. I'm outside of rock, but I'm flying on the ground. I'm crying out of heaven with a wild hound. I wanna fly it out. The cards and calendars. I bought enough from messages by the managers. It's all the greatest stars, they were amateurs. All the masters and all the managers. And all the real side in the rituals. I'm in a prison and you're not gonna be so bad. And I'm watching this something with the super souls. Rush out is full, I'm in so bad. I don't listen to various of the principles. Consider it an individual. When they rush out, then it's true residuals. It's my life is fun. But it's definitely a big problem. Only like it was turned down. Only like it was turned down. Let's turn down. Let's turn down. Let's turn down. Turn down. Turn down. Turn down. Turn down. Yes.
Explosion of punk here in the Soundcheck studio from the band Titus Andronicus. That's called Dimed Out. Let me introduce you to the members of the band on vocals and guitar. Patrick Stickles on...
Hello.
Patrick, good to have you back. Adam Riesch on guitar and vocals. Jonah Maurer on guitar. Eric Harm is behind the drums. Elio DeLuca's at our piano. And Julian Veronese playing the bass and doing more backing vocals. Patrick, you write the songs, so I'm going to pick on you. I have so many questions, but I'll begin.
Please fire away.
I'll begin with a simple one. What does dimed out mean?
Your more astute listeners who are able to discern amidst all my mumbling, in the bit before the last refrain, you know, when we're talking about I turn it up to four.
Four and then
turn
five.
Turn it up to five.
Yeah.
Well, dimed out is a property of an amplifier or a guitar effect pedal or any kind of sound generating processing device wherein every parameter on it is set to its maximum value.
Right.
Or 10, if you will. Because a dime is 10 cents, of course. So basically, when it's dimed out, everything's up to 10 maximum of whatever parameter.
Right.
I only like joy when I am overjoyed, and I even like sorrow when I'm truly super miserable. Right? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No life in the middle, no compressors on the mind.
So you only like it when it's dimed out, when it's amps to 11.
Well, not me. Not me.
Well, the character,
the
yes.
character. That's not even the main character. That's his doppelganger talking.
Well, and the,
trying to persuade our main character to adopt a more dimed out life.
Well, now this gets us to the last lines of the song, which seem to be kind of where the germ of the story comes from. It was his plan. Whatever's inside, let it out. It was his plan, and it's mine now. So,
that's right.
So there is a plan here. A lot of this...
The plan is to embrace life.
Yeah, and
the plan is to stop wetting the bed all the time, and the plan is to get out of the house. The plan is to stop whimpering and saying, oh, poor me, if only everything in the whole world was different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should be different. Maybe I need the eyes with which to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you
not
were,
me, though. The
yes,
character.
Again. We're talking about the character. You were able to encompass the most wrenching 5 years in American history into a single record, but this story has gone to a double album, 29 songs. Was it a tale that grew in the telling, or were you thinking big from day one?
Well, the funny thing about it is, you know, got the notion that this is what the record should be, this whole rock opera business we keep talking about. Once I had the idea, I thought I had it all figured out based on this other experience that I had the previous year. This was back in 2013, right? But then when starting to write the words and the tunes and stuff, I found myself sort of living the story of the rock opera again. You know what I mean? And then I kind of did it again in 2014. And then I sort of did it again around the end of last month.
Uh-huh. So when you when you say
rock opera is all just kind of an attempt at self-education, maybe, you know what I mean? Forcing myself to say things over and over again in the hopes that maybe you will actually see them enacted in my behavior.
Yeah. So are you living a dimed-out life now?
No. I'm trying to be moderate. I've given up a lot of the wrong drugs that I was taking when I got the notion that I should live that way. That's the thing about it, like, all the songs on the record, maybe they're valid moments in time. Maybe we all feel that way sometimes. I've certainly at times in my life felt like I wanted more whatever, more trouble, more fun, you know, more shenanigans, hijinks. And that's fine. I understand why people would feel that way. Life is so unsatisfying. But fact is, you can't live that way all the time. And I, you know, that is a song about a time in my life and a misunderstanding about life that, you know, if it's not completely past, if those lingering ideas still influence my behavior, you know, at the very least, I get an opportunity to say to you and all your listeners and my assembled colleagues here that you can't live that way all the time. But before you can start living a different way, you need to validate yourself and you need to say there's nothing wrong necessarily with
I guess
basically, like, you know, all the kids out there who say, oh, I wish I could get off drugs or something, but I don't want to face that. I don't want to, like, say I'm a drug addict. Before you can say that, and before you can say I'm not a freak because I'm a drug addict, like, plenty of people get hooked on drugs, you know, it's okay. I can't live like that. I can't let that part of me control my entire life. But until I can take control of it, I must first validate it and accept that it is, you know, it's part of my nature. Just like me, I've been a drug addict for going on 26 years. Sorry, you know?
And now?
It doesn't give me a license to do whatever I want. I'm still on drugs. I'm never going to be sober. I'm pumping on 75 milligrams of Lamictal, and that's just so far today. See what I mean? I'm never going to be off drugs. The police would come get me if they found out I wasn't taking drugs. Hmm. The white doctor's drugs. Know what I'm saying, John?
I see the difference, and it sort of gets us to the song you're going to play next, Fatal
Flaw. Oh, wow. Interesting. It's almost like...
Almost like you
planned
it.
What take is this of this chat? This is take number six of the chat. Here we go. It's Titus Andronicus with Fatal Flaw. Take it away, John.
Looking after me, she doesn't know the kind of things you keep to live with control. I'm let out of place, history unleashed. Where she freak, where she sees my capabilities. Waiting at the drugstore, oh yeah. Waiting on the drug dealer, oh yeah. Waiting on some drug dealer. What I came to find. Let me show you my battle flow. 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 So that's the answer.
Fatal Flaw from the album The Most Lamentable Tragedy.
Tumult.
You know, that song, in addition to kind of drawing a distinction or making a distinction between being online at the drugstore and being online for a drug deal, you know, the drugs we as a society say are okay and the ones we say are not, it gets to the bigger question of, you know, authority. The album kind of begins with a kind of a statement of,
who's
I don't
in charge up here?
Exactly.
He asked, pointing two fingers at his head.
So is that the journey that the character is taking during the course of this 29 song rock epic?
That sounds right. Well, you know, what it is. Not to spoil the whole story, but, you know, just like me as a manic depressive, you know, there's no real escape. There's not exactly a happy ending with a neat little bow tied around it for our hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't come out and say that he's manic depressive, but obviously the metaphor, his whole journey, all right, is just a metaphor for my own experiences navigating that mood cycle. Okay. You know, he's just, there's not any ever going to be a real resolution to that. You know, all that our hero can hope for and all that I can hope for, the only next step that I can take, or a lot of these so-called mentally ill people out there, you know, just like I said, the first step is towards accepting that this, you know, may be problematic in society, but it is natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and before I knew what manic depression really was, or what avoidant restrictive food intake disorder was, or any of these things, I was just a lonely freak, you know? Because these things didn't get discussed in suburban New Jersey, and this was before the internet, you know, so I couldn't just Google every little anxiety I had.
Right.
As a little boy, you know, so.
Have you seen, you probably haven't had a chance to see it yet, because I know you guys have been on tour, but the Nina Simone documentary, What Happened, Miss Simone?
Anybody catch that? No. Not even Elio? Come on, Jazz Cat. Jazz hands?
The problem was, you know, she was manic depressive, she was bipolar at a time when there was nobody, it's not that they didn't talk about it, they didn't have that as a diagnosis.
Right. Those people were all just hysterical or schizophrenic, you know, and they all just got erased from history, you know, their stories. I would love, you know, in my most self-aggrandizing, arrogant moments, perhaps I might permit myself to imagine that this could, you know, perhaps this record could be at least a step along the road to at least some kind of self-awareness, some kind of level of understanding that could have really saved me and my loved ones a lot of grief if I could have reached it at the age, you know, that a lot of our fans are.
Yeah. The band is called Titus Andronicus, named after the single most violent and bloody play that Shakespeare wrote.
Yes.
But isn't the original title the most lamentable tragedy of Titus Andronicus? So is this a title you've had in your back pocket since starting the band?
Basically, yeah, this is sort of our self-titled record. We're obviously not going to put out a record just called Titus Andronicus. That's even lazier than just stealing the band name. So it's kind of a more sneaky, self-titled kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is certainly trying to prime the audience to expect a truly definitional, quintessential work, which it is, kids.
And despite what you were saying before about everything being dimed up, it's amps to 11 time here in the Soundcheck studio today. Shall we hear Fired Up?
Let's get fired up about that.
Scene. Can't you see the chain with their catechism?
Band Titus Andronicus live on Soundcheck with the song Fired Up from their new record, The Most Lamentable Tragedy, their fourth. The tour starts at Shea Stadium in Brooklyn, July 24 through 28. Those are all sold out. July 28 is record release day for The Most Lamentable Tragedy. And Patrick, you've made no bones about this being a rock opera. For some people, it's kind of a, you know, like a dirty word. It's like, oh, rock opera, the 70s, excess and stuff. Did you go back to, you know, Quadrophenia or Tommy or any of those in the writing and the making of this?
It's funny, you know, like, people are always asking me. Well, people try to ask me, why a rock opera? I'm asking myself, hey, man, what's stopping you? What a better way to discuss manic depression. I guess it's never too late to make a fourth impression. Mrs. Engineer, give me some compression. I need to get it smacked out before I do another lesson. New York City, WNYC, let me introduce the new number one MC, me. You'd be an idiot to try and imitate me. I'm inimitable. Your imminent demise is my pleasure to see. It's heaven to me. The young reverend speaking so irreverently. So please, don't call what I got a disease. Cause I'm too tall to live on my knees. Back on my NPR steez. WNYC. It's me, Patty Sachs. Whoopee. Right? But no, I don't really listen
what,
to too many of them.
What the hell just happened
like
here?
Zen Arcade in Berlin, New York by Lou Reed. It's just like a book, you know. I wanted to write a book or a movie,
right.
We make rock albums, so it's only right to make a rock opera. Just like Aristotle said, like the finest art is the one where every single little element is just pointing all at one direction, at one perfect goal. You know, unity of action. You know, every little piece of it has to be working as a team. You know. The form and the function, you know, the way that they go together. And the fact is that most of the time, you know, the form can answer a lot of questions about the function, you know. Double, triple LPs and stuff, like the nature of the six-sided thing, you know.
Titus Andronicus is the name of the band. Their album is The Most Lamentable Tragedy. out on July 28th. And Patrick, to you and the rest of the gang, it's been great having you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's been absolutely our pleasure.